Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. Look at the stars. Look at the red stars. They're floating all around space. I love this. It's so great. I can't believe it.
Hello?
Hello?
Charlie?
What?
Can you get on the microphone, buddy?
Who's that?
It's Robin Oscar.
I'm playing with a brand new app.
Hey, are you
the iPhone app? I'm playing with Mr. O'Mara's phone.
Charlie, are you in Florida?
Yeah, I've been there.
Really?
I've been down here since he moved.
Charlie,
Yeah. You
have to get in front of the microphone.
You do.
Please.
How's this? Is this all right now?
No.
Ride your level, dude. Back away.
Okay, backwards.
No. Charlie, no. The front of the microphone.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Perfect.
I know, Rob. I know.
We're just having fun.
Yeah. Just playing with the app.
Yeah, the new app.
The new app. Look at the red stars. Look at the red stars floating in space. Woo. This looks like the Mike O'Mara Show logo is floating in space. It's incredible.
Is that your iPhone?
My God, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Is that your iPhone, Charlie?
No, I don't have an iPhone.
You don't?
No.
What do you have?
I have a cellular telephone.
Are you still on Nextel?
Yeah. I don't know. I pays my bills.
Attaboy,
Charlie.
I have a cellular telephone. Big one. Big one. Looks like an old World War II walkie-talkie. Yes,
Charlie,
Oscar?
Whose iPhone is in your hand then?
This is Mr. O'Mara's.
Oh.
Hold
on a second.
Careful.
Wait a minute. Smells like ass.
Oh, Charlie.
He's fat, you know.
No, I want to talk about the new app, but I think everyone's surprised that you're in Florida. I don't think anyone knew that you went down with them.
Oh, I've been down here the whole time. I don't stay with them. I stay outside their house.
Really?
Mr. O'Mara felt that it was warm enough where I could sleep out, you know, be in the yard, in the shrubs, in the driveway.
There's like not even a structure for you? Not even like a Cato Kalin house?
No. It's rough when the sprinklers come on. But it's warm. That's the most important thing.
Sure.
Where's your favorite spot to snooze? Catch cat now.
There's so many. There's a tiny little bridge that is in the little cocoon community down here.
Yeah.
I sleep underneath the bridge.
Like a troll.
Yeah. Like a troll. You're right, like a troll. I remember that story. But there's just no kids around because everybody's old.
Well,
and, you know, if I come out from under the bridge and I go, the old people don't even hear me.
Charlie, you know,
and
you actually...
all up at like 5:30. God.
Well, you fit in well down there because you remember how old you are now, right?
I'm in my 70s.
Do you remember your exact age?
74?
You will be 74 in
I will
December.
Be 74. I'm getting better. Getting much better. Hi, Rob, with 1B.
Hello.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's your best
him.
Hire, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, fantastic. I love the interview process.
Charlie.
Uh-huh. Yes, Oscar.
How did you discover that the new Mike O'Mara Show app is now available on Apple devices?
Well, I was walking by, and Mr. O'Mara had his phone on the table, and I pick it up because he's
getting forgetful, don't you know?
So yeah. I have to remember to pick things up and hand them to him, otherwise he forgets.
Yeah.
So I saw this and I pressed the button, you know, the little round button.
Yes.
I don't have that on my cellular telephone.
No. Yours is.
And if I'm not attached to a wall, I'm screwed. Battery life of like 2 minutes.
When you're helping out, Mr. O'Mara, does Miss Carla ask you to do that? Keep an eye on him?
No, she doesn't speak to me.
Really?
No, she has nothing to do with it. She'll say, the dogs need to go out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you allowed?
The dogs need to go out, and she'll look at me.
Charlie?
And I'm like, okay, I'll take the dogs.
Are you allowed to see the baby?
No, because...
What did
well,
I tell you
what
about
happened,
the hot water, Charlie?
I know, hot water burns baby.
That's right. You have
hot
to be careful.
Hot water burns baby, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, I've got to keep a wide swath around the baby, a wide swath. That's what I do. But I got the app, and it's fantastic.
It is, Oscar.
You like it.
Yeah.
I'll say this, that you know you can get more than just the Mike O'Mara Show on the app.
Oh, really? Well, yes. You know what's cool for me, though? Just sitting here and talking to you guys and having a good time. And
Charlie, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm talking to the guys.
Get the f*** out of here.
Hey!
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry about that.
Why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you tell us he was there?
He's not supposed to be in the studio. All right, I treat him a little differently since we're down here.
Well, yeah.
I really do.
I thought it was kid gloves before.
I usually have been very nice to him, but he's just been a handful. He's been a handful down in Florida. Might be the warm weather, and he's growing, which is weird. He's growing.
He's actually
growing taller.
Taller.
Yeah, taller, bigger, stronger. It's just he's a handful. He had a duck when he went out of the studio.
Maybe it's the power of the sun.
It might be. Everything grows down here because you're closer to the equator, and Charlie is having some sort of sun growth reaction, and it's not fun. So I have to discipline him a little bit more, and that's
tough
why,
love.
You know, he's doing things like takes my phone, comes walking into the studio, and starts talking to you guys. It's not allowed.
Well, he said he was doing it because he was helping you.
Well, he said he was coming in to bring my phone, and whoa, would you look at that? Wow, look at that app! Oh my God. That is incredible. That is absolute. This is the new app, Oscar.
It's the new app.
It's a wonderful play, isn't it?
Bravo on the acting.
At midnight.
This is really.
Acting!
It hit the Apple App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you.
Absolutely free and available for download right now. You can get the entire catalog of the More Broadcasting shows right there.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that it's available on Android as well. So if you've got an Android, you can get on it right now. And if you're a bonus show subscriber, there are a couple things of note. One is that you will have to go to MikeOMaraShow.com to get your new password for the mobile app.
Right.
It's very simple. There is a FAQs on the website, or just go ahead and log into your bonus show account, and the instructions are right there.
They'll walk you through
it. Take 2 seconds, and outside of that...
And it's a one-time process. Once you do it, you're set.
Yes. This is the first time that we've updated this app in... some years,
right?
So
many years since we've done the show,
we will build upon it. So any features you would like to see in the long run, feel free to let us know as this project will evolve.
Can you put Flappy Bird on it?
No, but you can download Duck Run.
Oh, Duck Run is great.
So I just downloaded the Mud episode.
Yes.
Yeah,
and yesterday,
and so the whole thing downloads, and I'm like, oh, that's not as quick as it was before, and then I see that, well, I've got it. It's in there, and I can just play it willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And when I put when I clicked on it, there's a reel-to-reel tape recorder, which is just ducky.
Which is how we record the show. That's why sometimes it takes a while to upload it, because we're recording to a 4-track analog deck.
Yes.
Do me a favor. On that application, scrub left and right on the reel-to-reel, just if you're fast-forwarding or rewinding. So you can actually scrub left and right and watch the reel-to-reel turn faster, like you're on the machine.
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool, right?
And it also, now, though, the one thing I notice is you download it, and it takes just a little bit of time to download the whole thing. But then as soon as you get it, it's all done.
It's actually
so you can scroll right to the end.
It's one of the fastest downloads you'll have on any application out there because of the way of Todd built it.
He streamlined it.
Yeah, he streamlined the process. It's all native. So this is Todd took the time to build it from the ground up.
What is native?
He built it from the ground up. Like it's his code. He created this app from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to download multiple applications, multiple episodes at a time. So go ahead and download, let's say, 4 or 5 shows if you're want to go on the run.
Right.
You'll see them all go start downloading right away.
And that'll give you a way to occupy your day the rest of the day, Mike. You can listen to 5 shows of us.
So again, available on the Apple App Store right now for free. And you can get on Android, the Google Play Store, for free. All we ask you to do is, and this is serious because it's going to help rank up the application, is to update it, give it a nice 5-star review, write a few nice words about the application. 5 stars, a few nice words, and we're good to go.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's that fast. In the time Oscar has been taking right here, I have downloaded 5 shows completely.
Good, man.
I am not exaggerating.
Look at you go. On fire.
1078, 1077, bonus show, and 1076.
Pretty cool, right?
I did all that. And the bonus shows download rapidly.
Yes.
I mean, more rapidly than any of the other shows that we have. So this is what people have been clamoring for. for. Is
yeah.
That, and the reason, Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, the reason people that I read on social networking is the reason people were hot to trot for this app is to be able to order their bonus content.
Yeah, they
want to
access the bonus content. Right now, the yearly subscribers can access their bonus content. The monthly is coming and it'll be available in a couple weeks. So if you're a yearly bonus show subscriber, you're not going to have a problem. If you're a monthly, just a little patience. We're
Please,
getting there.
Yeah, baby step.
We want to make sure we got this out onto the market. But the reality behind this application is that this is the easiest way for you to consume the Mike O'Mara Show and the other shows in More Broadcasting, and it's free. And
yeah, did we mention the fact that when you go to the that you open the app and the first thing you see is the logo for the Mike O'Mara Show, and then you can scroll right, and for the first time ever, and I'm extremely proud of this, when you see the Mike O'Mara Show logo, you can go back, and I'm going back through our shows now, and then I can scroll over, and I have the bonus show right there again.
Yeah.
We highlight the bonus show. Then it's Tech 411, OmeraCast, It's Mickey, The Rob and Joe Show, and The Rob and Katie Show, and all right there at your fingertips, all the shows on the More Network that are there for your consumption. And I think this is a brilliant app. I'm very, very proud
Thank
of it.
Thank you to
good
Todd
work
Moore.
To, Todd
great.
Moore. Good work
Pony
to
as well.
Everybody else. Pony, nice job. You guys really, really did a fantastic job with this. And no glitches.
No, you know what, Mike? I was just looking at the app myself, and you know what this is? This is ideal for the podcast listener on the go.
Well, no, this is, I'll tell you who this is ideal for.
Who?
This is ideal for someone like me. Because you know what? This is for somebody that is not tech challenged at all and somebody that might not want
tech savvy.
To. Not tech savvy, because I am tech challenged. And the fact is, you know, for shows like yours, Rob, like Cake and Cookies, when you go in there. And by the way, why isn't the logo for the show Cake and Cookies? I'm just curious about that.
Oh, it is.
It's on there.
It says The Rob and Katie
But look closer.
Says, yeah, and, look closer. Okay, yeah,
well, Cake and Cookies is underneath in like small font.
Well, that's the logo that they decided to use, Mike.
Yeah.
What am I
oh,
supposed
no,
to
wait.
Do?
Oh, no, wait. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. Cake and Cookies is there. It's just smaller.
Yeah,
lettering.
It looks almost like typewriter keys. And
All
at
right,
the bottom
take
it says
back.
Cake and Cookies.
I completely take it back. But really, for me, I listen to our show exclusively in my car on the app. So now something that makes that easier and that delivery system easier, really, scream it from the highest mountaintop, send your friends. So what? In a couple of weeks, we provided the book for everybody and we have the brand new app.
For free.
So scream it to everybody. Share this great news. Share the word. I feel like a preacher.
I don't know, Mike. What more can we do for them?
What more can we do for you? Yes.
If you want
yes,
to share,
Oscar.
It's super easy from the app. You hit the little sprocket at the top right-hand
yep.
corner, and it says tell a friend, and a little drop-down menu comes, and you can put it on Facebook, Twitter.
You can even email it
to somebody. You can text it to somebody.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's really easy to share. And again, share it. Give it 5 stars. Write a nice review. A couple words, and that really helped the app grow and people discover, and for people to discover it. As Mike is deep,
Mike is discovering right now.
Yeah, he's fallen into the black hole, which is the More Broadcasting Network.
Pretty soon, Mike will be sharing his attention with us.
Oscar, give that again, please. Slow down, and even though I speak Oscar, so I was able to understand
yes.
your instructions.
Okay.
But this is, in my opinion, one of the most important things
you
we'll say today.
Want to
tell people how to do this?
Okay, you want to share the application. All you have to do is, when you download the application, hit the top right-hand sprocket. It's a little gear.
Right.
Sprockets.
Hit it, and then it says tell a friend at the top of the menu. Hit tell a friend, and then right there, you can either email it, text it, Facebook it, or tweet it
all
to anybody
All the options
you like.
Are right there.
Super easy. Also.
And it's ready right now, right?
It's ready Everybody right now. If once you download the app, all we ask you to do is to give a 5-star review and to write a few nice words about the application, and that will really help new people to the show and other people that have never discovered it find the application, discover the program we offer.
And I just posted it. So
awesome.
There it is.
Thank you.
It's there for everybody to see. And really, enter the Facebook password for the session.
F you.
Really?
Rob, did you have a problem?
I did not have a problem.
I didn't have a problem.
This, you know,
either.
This problem is native to Mike O'Mara. It couldn't be easier.
Poor Mike.
No, it's
passwords.
Fine. It's fine.
He's completely down.
I hate passwords. I cannot even begin to describe how much I hate passwords. I hate passwords more than anything. And trust me, All the eggheads at every single software company in America are working diligently so that this ridiculous land of passwords is no longer going to be relevant.
Who needs security?
That's right.
Well, no, but there's got to be a better way. Because yeah. passwords, as we have proven time and time again, are hackable.
What about your thumbprint? Is that going to affect?
That didn't work on this piece of crap phone. We're going to talk about the phone later on. Okay. It's not going to work.
How about a retina scan?
Also, while Mike's down the rabbit hole of passwords, you can download this app on your iPad, or you can download it on your iPad mini, and it'll look just as beautiful as it does on your iPhone.
But bigger. No, it's the way to go, man.
Yes. So, because it's been built, so it scales up and scales down the perfect way.
Mike, is it password 01? Try that.
Yeah, try that. Or admin.
Admin
capital,
is also
capital
good.
A. A, little D. I am.
U-S-E-R.
Well, I'll have to post that.
Easy. Don't do anything evil. Don't do anything evil.
Easy.
No, I never had to log in with a password for Facebook, for Christ's sake, in my life. I've never had to do that.
Mm. Wow. Weird. How have you been getting into your Facebook?
It just opens.
Ta-da!
Hey, guess what? Look at that clock on the wall. We have to start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have you decided?
Yeah, I'll have the knockwurst.
Excellent.
You work at Cinema 4, right? That must be great. You get to see all those free movies. You get free popcorn. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Would you mind if I excuse myself for a moment?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Are you ready to order here? She will have the knockwurst. Hmm? And you? I'll have a say.
Yeah.
Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine, except I left my wallet at home.
Did you go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in, everything. Look. Would you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here.
Eesh, I'm really kind of busy, Rat.
Look, just do me this one favor. I swear I won't ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other, but just please do this for me.
All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Hey, Peter, are you all right?
What happened? Hey, listen, I found your wallet the other day. Want it back?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking for this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, what's your favorite kind of bag?
I'm a fan of the douche.
That's good, but I was thinking more of the duffel. Do you like the
duffel? Oh, the duffel bag.
And why that leads me to Gary Leon Duffel Jr.
Oh, the Duffels.
Yes, our TMOS listener of the day, Mr. Duffel.
The
GLD.
Iowa Duffels. Yeah. And my prayers and thoughts to everybody out there. They're having some
lot of
nasty weather out in the heartland, so hang in there, folks. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the planet or on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Last night was a fabulous night because I was, I don't want to make this sound a little icky to people, but I was playing with my Sleep Number bed. I was playing with it, and I am urging everybody to get a Sleep Number bed and then play with theirs too. And what I'm doing is I'm adjusting my Dual Air technology. I am using the Dual Air system that they have on the Sleep Number bed to go from, I think I talked about my Sleep Number setting being an 85
yes.
the other night when I tweaked it up a little bit. I went all the way down to 40, And it was a beautiful, soft, almost feather bed like sensation that I got. And then I went back up to 80, which is my setting right now, which is a nice firm mattress that helps my back. It has been clinically proven, and I'm talking about the Sleep Number bed, to ease back pain, to help your back pain. And I was I was just having a blast with that. Now, I want to tell you something brand new they are doing at Sleep Number Beds. This is very, very special. It's called Sleep IQ Technology, providing a simple and intuitive way to know better sleep. It is only available on Sleep Number Beds. The Sleep Number bed uses Sleep IQ technology. It's easy to use. It's interactive. It's an app on your phone, like we were just talking about, or you can put it on your desktop. Sensors work directly with the dual air technology inside the bed to automatically track how you are sleeping. It's easy. There's nothing to wear. There's nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. So really, I want you to get involved with a Sleep Number bed, but do it for a variety of reasons. You sleep better. If you have back pain, it helps your back pain. And they're innovating all the time. They are doing this, and they're doing it right now with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is also an 85 right now. Remember, folks, only one place in the world to find Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology, and that's a Sleep Number store. You can know better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again, 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara sent you. A fairly decent night's sleep in the old homestead last night.
Despite the
crowding and the boy with the... fluctuating temperature between like 102 and 103.3 yesterday. And, oh, God, it is. I talked about it. There's nothing worse than even the slightest problem to see your little guy not doing well and to see him lethargic. And that was the worst part for me. 11
He's
months
not
old.
Himself. He's absolutely not himself.
Yeah, an 11-month-old, it's constant. The motion is constant. I'm the one. That's totally lethargic at all times.
Did you?
I'm the one that's supposed to be like that.
Before you knew he was sick, did you think he was just taking after daddy?
He was just mocking his father.
Oh no! It's a tribute.
yesterday, for maybe 3 hours, sitting there on the couch, just next to Carla, and occasionally putting his head on her chest and just lying there. And I was looking at him, and I took my teenage daughters and their college friend out to lunch yesterday. I was not good lunch company. I really, I was the opposite of what I am. I'm either, bombastic and yelling about something, or I'm just, I'm talking and we're having fun. I was just out of it. I couldn't do anything but sleep, but think about him wherever I was. And that's just, I don't know. Somebody told me
understandable.
Being more in the moment. I think that's what it is.
How's his temperature today, this morning?
It's much better. 101.1 when he woke up this morning.
So he's on the mend.
I think he's on the mend. And the most important thing is that he slept, many, many hours last night.
That's
put
what
him
he
down
needs.
At a little before 7, and he got up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow,
so that's
long
great,
even for him.
Great night. So you know how it is, Rob. It's just, you live it. And
the
you
hardest
die.
Thing.
I love his
using
cook-off.
The Spiewak's name a couple of times last night. I said, I don't know. And I really don't know. You deal with it because you have to deal with it.
You're not really given a choice. But the hardest thing in the whole process sometimes is letting go and knowing that you can't fix it right now. It's just not within your power.
Yep,
and you're going to either have to put it in the hands of professionals or sometimes just let nature take its course.
And letting go.
And that is the toughest.
Letting go and admitting that you have no power to control something is perfectly easy for someone like me.
Well, most of the people in this room, I think.
Learned that in Frozen.
Yeah.
You just let it go.
Yeah.
And the balance in medicine now is that they say, yes, these kids are going to spike a fever. But as Rob said yesterday, when you get that fever, it is the body's way of fighting infection.
Right.
So you can't, yes, you want to keep them comfortable and treat it, but you don't want to overtreat it. We, at 101.1, we hit him with a little Motrin today just so he would be comfortable, and he's drinking up a storm, and they wanted us to hydrate him and, mind the fever a little bit. So, A-okay. I think he has turned the corner, so hopefully Michael William will be rocking and rolling before we take him to the old age home.
And that would be just to visit you.
That's years down the road.
Of course.
At least two. We're going to take him up to see his grandmother up in Boston, and how they are about germs up there. God.
Oh, yeah.
They see a little. There's a school of thought in some of these rest homes, I think, when they see a little baby. you know, they go, oh, carrier. Yeah. Carrier.
Well, what happens, Mike? I've seen the story a million times. An older person holds a child, and a week later, the cat is sleeping at their door.
So he's doing well. Everything's fine. And other than that, three teenagers in the house and a woman in her 30s, which means I am just the perpetual dork.
Now, you see, that's tough because just yesterday you were cool because
you were quoting
Fast Times and you were cool, man.
Yeah, and thanks for playing the Fast Times clip of Damone at the beginning of the show. No, it's not spoken. It's under the surface. It's under the surface. I know that, you know, I'll say something where I'm aware of a subject they're discussing and they'll be surprised. I can't give you an example because I've already forgotten it.
I
will say this, that, you know, it's just kind of this unspoken, you know, dad's the kind of dorky guy. And they're good kids. They're three good kids.
They sound like it.
They really are.
I have an example.
They don't push me down. Yes.
Is it, wow, you can record shows and then play them back later?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, why don't you get, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Why don't you hop on the first one-way flight down here, and you'd fit right in. You would fit right, because really, when my teenage daughters aren't around, I know the parallels between you and my wife are ridiculous because it's constant. But it's like no, Mike, no, that's not the way it's done. That's not the way.
Mike,
and I really should be just walking around going, hey, what do we?
You have an advantage with your wife, though, because she doesn't actually come up to you and say you're such a dork. That's
right.
How she deals with me. That shows a certain modicum of respect.
There is respect.
when we was a courtin', I swear to God, this maybe was a defining moment in our relationship.
Okay.
I think it was the first sign of we were going to go down the fast track to wedded bliss.
Right.
Because we'd come up to an intersection, and I said, first of all, I said to her, have you ever heard of Buddy Rich? And I put on West Side Story or one of his, you know, drum solos where he's doing this. And I said, okay, now they're going to come out of the solo and listen to the way that band. This is one of the tightest bands. And we come up to an issue, and we are brand new. I'm talking third, maybe fourth date.
Before you asked her if she had heard of Buddy Rich, did you use the button to shut the power locks?
So that she couldn't flee.
Exactly. Run off in the intersection.
So they come up, and we're at a long light. And the Buddy Rich song is playing and coming to the end. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. And I'm like this with my hands. And I'm going, dang, yes. And it stops. And I look over at Carla. And she looks at me. No hesitation. Goes, you are a dork. That was it. Love at first sight.
Marry this man.
It was my.
I love dorks.
Dorks are wonderful. I think I'll marry this man. We will take a break and come back and talk about lots more fun and lots more thrills, including I can't get my head around Iraq. That's a heavy subject, but Hillary Clinton had a big town hall meeting and all that wonderful stuff, and a meet and greet in Maine. We still might want to do that. We'll talk about that coming up next on the Mike Show.
Hello, my name is Julia Spiewak, and my father is named Rob. Every week, he gets together with his friend Katie, and they do a podcast called Cake and Cookies. Please listen to it. I need it to succeed, because as long as he does his stupid show that's about 90 minutes a week, he doesn't ask me to clean my room. He's a jerk. But I like Katie. You will, too. Check it out every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. Cake and Cookies. Pleased to be a part of the More Network.
I like the way the just matter-of-factly she says he's a jerk.
You know what? That was not an ad-lib, although I didn't have to coax her on that read.
She came rather natural. This next segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Hotel Tonight. The 4th of July is on a Friday this year. That means you've got a long weekend coming up. And I've got an app for you that will make the planning super, super easy. It's called Hotel Tonight. You see, hotels try to sell out of rooms every day, but when they don't, they offer great same-day deals on rooms that would otherwise go empty. I love this app because, especially when I was in Washington, D.C., I was someone who really loved the idea of a last-minute getaway where you just wanted to go away for the weekend. All you have to do is download the free app to your smartphone or tablet. You can search by location and hotel category. Lux, hip. I would like to do that.
I love Lux.
Search the hip category.
Yeah.
Solid, basic, you name it. Booking takes 10 seconds. Three taps and a swipe. That's it. The list is never overwhelming because Hotel Tonight keeps it easy to make your life easy, and they have a low price guarantee as well. Get $25 off the first time you use Hotel Tonight when you use our code TMOS25. That's TMOS25.
Perfect.
But you must use the code TMOS25. Go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download Hotel Tonight now. For any smartphone or tablet, hey, you can do two apps today. You know, go out and get the Mike O'Mara Show app, and get your Hotel
Tonight
app.
It's a shopping spree.
Launch the app and use our special code when you register by entering TMOS25 in the promo box to get $25 off your first booking. That's what the 25 is for, people.
Oh!
There you go. Okay. Hotel Tonight. Check it out, and we appreciate that. Did anybody get a chance to see Hillary last night on the little town hall meeting on CNN?
Cankles.
Yeah, she was looking boxed.
I saw some clips. I didn't see the entire town hall meeting.
Yeah. For whatever reason, and I think you probably noticed on the show a little bit, I've been news junkieing it lately.
It's a scary time.
It is a very scary time, and... I still can't get my head around it. You know, I think it's real easy for us in this country to just go, oh, all those people like to do over there is kill each other. But, you know, this is thousands of years, isn't it, of this sectarian violence that
history.
They have over
all
there.
Of the history of the world,
The turmoil in Iraq that started about a week ago, some may say years ago, but a week ago, the latest turmoil.
The latest surge.
I would say has already affected us. If you look at gas prices, if you look at the price of produce, though, that trickle-down effect has already happened. It's starting to happen.
My Iraqi, Tikrit artichokes are really skyrocketing in the grocery store.
And, Mike, your Mediterranean salad just isn't the same without
it's
them.
It's everything because it takes fuel to get that to the store. And
here's
it's
the thing.
Affecting it.
This is the thing here. You've got the way I understand it, and feel free to jump in if you
Please.
Think you've got the Shia and you've got the Sunni. Those are the tribal factions that are warring each other. The Shiites and the Sunnis.
Okay.
And this war has been going on between these tribal factions. They haven't gotten along for quite some time.
Yes.
You have the ISIS, but they're both Muslim organizations, and it's Muslim fighting Muslim, basically.
Oh.
I said to somebody the other day, I said, what madrasa are you raised in where you can go out and I understand fighting your enemies. I understand if somebody's shooting at you. I understand the heat of battle.
Right.
What I have a little trouble with is the ease, at least according to these videos that I've seen, at which these guys can go in and lift the head up of somebody on camera, pulling his hair right before you're going to blow his head off, and how they do this to, I don't know, where is this? Do you think the one thing I've always said about people that these terrorist organizations, that they start the recruitment process at a very young age, the way I understand this, but the level of hatred and the disregard for human life, it's astonishing.
I have to wonder if they have disregard for human life within their own faction, though, because this is, you've mentioned, this has been a thousands years of struggle. It must be so ingrained, and I mean, I'm guessing here, but it's so ingrained in them that their enemy, their opponent, is less than human that maybe it makes it easier for them.
But
I saw a consultant on CNN say that if the attitude is, if you don't think like me, you die. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's no gray area here.
Was he discussing the Mike O'Mara show?
if you don't think like me, you die.
Scary part is this. Regardless of the extremism, the dollars that ISIS now has because they raided the bank.
Uh-huh.
It's 400,
billions. It's in the billions now.
Well, it's $400 million as of last week. $400 million
is where it was one haul.
Yeah, one haul.
I think $400 million was they got that out of
so
Mosul.
So they've got all this cash. What are they going to do with it once they take over Iraq? Let's say that happens, right? Where does
that go?
Well,
I think they're talking about that it already represents a tremendous threat to the United States.
A clear and present danger.
And also that there are European fighters that they got in the Syrian conflict that are involved in this too. This is really just, I know a lot of people would like to say, just let them, you know, go over there and let them kill themselves. They're more sophisticated than that.
Yeah.
This is a very concerted effort, and it's terrifying. It really, really is terrifying. At the same time, you hear no boots on the ground, and you hear probably not airstrikes, you know. I don't either, but I look at this, and it just freaks me out, because here's where I think that in the in the short term, the United States is the greatest country in the world. We have so much technology. Mm-hmm. We have such a great military structure. But I think you have the heart of these people, the ruthlessness, and you can't underestimate a ruthless enemy. And what I'm seeing is probably for the basis of that's how they're terrorizing people. That's why these guys are tearing off their uniforms and running. You see it on social networking. Well, I just can't get my head around it.
What does this say
if it's true,
the logic of nation building, though? I mean, really, have we ever succeeded?
No, it doesn't work.
Right?
It doesn't work at all.
Right.
We never should have gone in there in the first place. I mean, it's not like, going to happen.
In Afghanistan, not in Iraq. Like, it's just not working. It has never really worked.
Yeah, you line up the the things that Saddam did when he was over there, and then take a look at what this group ISIS has purported to have done in the cities that they've gone through. It's scary. We keeping you awake, Rob?
Yeah, it's so scary.
Well, he's powered down.
It is
where's Afghanistan? Who's ISIS?
Well, you know,
is Gaddafi still in power?
Mike, I'm trying to study up to be really bright like Oscar. But what I see here is that we have a past of,
we never talk about it on the show. No. It's all over the news and I'm getting tired of seeing it.
Oscar talks about nation building, and we do have a bad history. We just can't seem to make that happen. But we can't not do anything. We have to do something.
You know, because we should do something. Darfur. Like we should go out there and figure out why those like millions and millions of kids are in the middle of the desert and they're malnourished and they're dying. Why can't we figure that out?
Because Darfur probably doesn't affect our oil prices and therefore make our produce cost more. So it's not a pressing issue to us. I mean, it's sad. I'm not saying that it doesn't concern me.
But let's take a whack at that.
Well, I think it's
clearly
a great
idea. Isn't working. You know.
Let's get some positive traction.
I hate to get all Bill Maher on your ass, but the fact is that once again, though, this is in the name of the supreme being. These factions are, the whole argument is their type of Muslim faith, and the Shiites and the Sunnis Muslim faith, and it really truly is all about that. To use a Bill Maher concept, that man in the sky.
Sure.
And that's what scares me. And it's funny because I don't think in our country that we can talk about how ridiculous that is when we have a large and vocal segment of this country that is now talking about their religious beliefs being the basis for their politics.
The fuel.
It's dangerous.
The fuel over there and the fuel, say, behind the Tea Party is, if God is for me, then who can be against me? And if that is the fuel that drives them, that is a powerful fuel. Because
it scares me. When the guy that knocked off Eric Cantor gets on, the first thing he says is it was a miracle from God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where, in my opinion, that says nothing about God. That says how this guy really looks at himself.
Yeah.
And if you believe that what you're doing is touched by the man who will forever keep you in paradise, or you believe that you are the supreme being, the creator, has tapped you in your little congressional primary and had given you your own personal miracle. I mean, come on,
Mike. I lived for 4 years in Richmond, and that's Cantor's district. I lived there for 4 years, and one word that I would use is godforsaken. I don't think he had a lot to do with this guy being elected, because it is not a magical land. It is not anything crazy. He's a politician that benefited from the fact that during a midterm, no one showed up. Cantor blew it by not caring, and that's not God, that's stupid politics.
That's what he said.
I know.
I don't think the citizens of this great country, the U.S., are going to stand for another run at Iraq. Like, I don't think anybody's going to stand for that. We're just not in a place to do it.
Well, I think that's a given, Oscar, that we're not going to go over there. But it just, I really, really think that it would be a good exercise for everyone to at least try to wrap their heads around this situation.
Yeah.
Because what we've done before, okay, we've gone in guns a-blazing.
Right.
We deposed the dictator Saddam Hussein. We put boots on the ground in Afghanistan, in Iraq. We fought the Taliban. We've done it. And how the F is that working for us? Mm. It's not. And I think at a certain point, you have to at least attempt to get your head around it. And I can't right now because I look at this and I see, you know, 50 men in street clothes where they've taken their uniforms off being shot with automatic weapons in a hole that they dug a half an hour before and executed. And I say, where I think it's time to start asking the questions. Why is this happening? You can't just dismiss this as Americans and go, well, they just do that. I think the only way that we're going to ever figure out the world's problems, and I don't disagree that we should try to help the world, like Darfur and wherever, but we have to get our head around this because I really think that ultimately these problems, the world's getting smaller. They're going to knock on our door, and they're going to do it sooner than later. And then we're going to go, oh, why? Well, I think we start asking the questions why so we can understand this. Can we solve it? Well, they can't solve their own problems.
Right.
But at least we can understand what's happening in the world. You know, I think about it, really. I think about the people that do this.
It's important
that join ISIS and go out and they fight these militias. They go into Syria and they go into Iraq and they kill their own people. Iraqis kill Iraqis. And you're looking at this and you say, where does it come from? And I think, from everything I've looked at and everything I read, it starts when they're old enough to walk and talk and read, because they are indoctrinated with a religious belief that that the people that they are executing, and just I'm throwing this out there,
right.
Tell me if you think it sounds legit. I think that the people they are executing represent to them a barrier towards their religion. And when I say that, for example, your belief system is going to result in my inability to live forever in paradise. I think that's what it has to be.
I don't know enough about the theology, but I will say this, that as far as Catholics and Christians, everybody says everybody's the same. While some people in this country may think that's different, if you're a Methodist, if you're Episcopal, or whatever you may be, then there, from what I see looking from the outside in, when you're in the Middle East, there's a big difference. There's a bigger difference than...
My dog is very upset.
There's a bigger difference than going to a different church.
Well, absolutely.
And having a different storyline. I mean, that difference is taken to such an extreme level that it goes to your point where it says, is it that extreme that the person that has maybe a different outlook on the same religion, kind of, same layout, same foundation, can't take another breath because they're in your way?
Well, the thing is, like, I came up when Big Daddy and I was living with him and his wife. Okay, she was a Catholic, he was a Methodist, and they both went
to
separate
a wonderful
churches.
Hybrid. He represents about 15 different religions,
and I practiced them all religiously. So, but they, you know, they were married for over 50 years, and they went to separate churches for all 50 years. Never once was it an issue that what he was doing was going to prevent her from getting to what she wanted, or the other way.
That's scary.
But if you are raised from childbirth thinking that someone who thinks different than you is going to be the stumbling block to prevent you to get what your entire life is based on, and that's all you're ever taught, maybe that's
ignorance.
Maybe that's what we need to understand, because it's such an emphasis over there that maybe that is why in their head what they're doing, if not okay, is understandable in their brain. And it's so different than what we
there's
got.
There's nothing, in my opinion, that highlights a serious political discussion better than a chihuahua barking maniacally in the background. Now, would you like a little palate cleanser before
please,
we go to break
please.
Here? I'm going to bring for everybody to see my lovely daughters into the show right now.
Yay!
Elizabeth, lean down and say hi. That's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
That's Elizabeth. And that's Catherine. Lean down into the camera. Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Say hi. These are my daughters right there. Yep. That's Elizabeth, and that's Catherine. And they are visiting me, and they're their wonderful father, who is super cool, right?
Super cool.
Super cool. Yeah, that's me. Yes. Yeah.
What not you guys, a door.
No.
What have you guys been doing? Shopping. Oh,
nice.
That's terrific.
Yeah, super
nothing
cool.
Better than shopping. So let me ask these young kids, how do you feel about the political troubles around the world? How do you feel about this Iraq situation? Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. They're real bummed out about it, Mike.
They are.
They really are. Get the hell out of here. Thank you very much. Bye. I get a kiss from one. Yes, do I get a kiss from the other? Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well,
I had to tell the other
go.
One.
Yeah,
she didn't really kiss me.
She wasn't
she didn't really even put her lips on my cheek. There you go. Thank you very much.
She actually walked away and then turned around.
Yeah. I know she did.
And then she hit her sister.
That's the 19 to be.
Hey, where's the other one?
The 19-year-old.
Where's the other one?
The 16.
You stop it.
Oscar. I don't like your tone. I don't like your tone.
What do you mean? Don't you want to kiss her?
You'll see her in May. God forbid. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Having fun.
Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
I just want to eyeball her.
Yeah, I know what you want to do.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey. How about this music? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, I like this.
George
Benson. I'm playing my synthesizer right now. Turn it up, Rob. Here we go. Yeah. Encore Insurance Services brings you this section of the Mike O'Mara Show. No better friend than we have at Encore.
What's they're great. That?
I said, no better friend of the show than Encore Insurance Services. Give me some more level on that music. Come on, damn it. Come on. Stop sitting back there. And they can help you out, too. If you're out there shopping insurance, you know how hard it is to find which company offers the best value. Encore Insurance can help you. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Oscar used them. You'll love them. Phone number? You bet. You got it. 866-347-5748.
You know it.
That's 866-347-5748. It you know. Or visit smartterm.com. That's SMARTTERM.com. I have today's website for you. smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. If you go to the website, you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. And welcome back to the show.
Did you just kill an ant?
Yes, I killed another ant.
I thought that the
damn it!
I thought the people in the mouse car were going to take care of your ant.
They didn't.
And, what was it?
I've
what's that
call
place
them
called?
Today. Truly Nolan.
That's right.
That ant.
Sounds like the song in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, doesn't it?
Truly Nolan. Oh, you are truly Nolan.
Yes.
We
so
found out on the
really
Facebook
good.
Yesterday that Ronique used to work.
Yeah, he knows
for
about
Truly
he
Nolan.
Knows about the mouse car.
The mouse
how's Ronique's little kid doing? I hope Ronique, we want to send the very best out to you that you know having some health issues with a little baby, and we send the very, very best out to you from the entire
Absolutely.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Good
crew.
Guy.
You are a loyal fan of this show and a very good friend to all of us, and our prayers and our audience's prayers go out to you. I hope everything goes smoothly because I can certainly relate to that in the last couple of days. Okay, I talked about the heavy stuff. Let me talk about something even more serious right now, and that is Florida wildlife.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have the Florida wildlife update. Rob, I don't have any music for the Florida wildlife update. I don't know what music would be appropriate for the Florida wildlife update.
Let me go shopping. Hold on.
I think it was last week I talked about the ringneck snake, right?
Yes.
We've covered the Florida gar, the prehistoric fish with the alligator mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We covered that one.
Yeah.
You know, I could talk about, I've touched on dolphins, but really, to be honest with you, Sunday morning out on the water with the wife and baby, and we got a little dolphin show,
Ooh,
a wild
nice.
Dolphin Ooh. Show that was about the coolest thing I've ever seen. We're coming out, and it's a flat, calm morning. It's a little warm, and in the middle of this channel, probably 4 feet of water. And the dolphins are in there just splashing around, having a fantastic time. And as I mentioned before, my license plate has a dolphin on it.
Yes.
So I'm a bit, thank you.
Sexy.
Thank you, sexy. It oozes sex.
What were your choices again for the license plate?
Oh, my God. There were the choices were multifold, Oscar.
Yeah, because in D.C. or Maryland, you have like two or three choices. It's all you have.
That's why it's so sad up there. Down here, it's happy, happy, joy, joy. What the hell are you playing here?
This is wildlife music. A lot of times they would use this on the Warner Brothers cartoons. It's called dinner music for a pack of hungry cannibals. So I imagined you in the jungle.
You're going on safari.
And then I thought of you on safari, of course.
The dolphins, we keep it light and fluffy, and it's nice and sweet. But I was taking the dogs out for a walk the other day, and one of the neighbor ladies, who I've become quite friendly with.
Blanche!
No, not that kind of friendly.
Is it Mrs. Roper?
It's not Mrs. Roper.
Betty?
For the sake of argument, we'll call her Betty.
Okay. Short for Elizabeth.
And, Betty comes up and is very nice because Betty always has a treat for Beluga. Now, Frankie won't eat it.
Anything
Beluga
for Daddy?
Eats the treat, but... You know, you're going to make this ugly.
No, far from it.
And I don't want it to be ugly. It's a very sweet moment. And she said to me as I was walking away, she said, oh, by the way, don't let your dog sniff the frogs.
What? Whoa.
Well, apparently, I don't know, and no one's given me definitive information, and maybe we can do a little research on it here, but the frogs down in Florida, apparently they can they carry some sort
of poisonous, the mucus.
Toxin.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And also, I know that there was some, you know what, Mike?
The mucus. It's always the mucus.
Always the mucus, yeah. Mike. It's always the discharge.
Always the mucus.
You know, with those kids in your house, that pack of kids, you got to watch out, because a lot of times teenagers will lick the toads trying to get high.
Now, wait,
so you don't want them licking the toads either.
First question.
Yes.
Are they toads or are they frogs? That's the question. Now, let me tell you what they do.
Toad the wet sprocket.
They come out at night. That's when we see them. They are not near, they're on one side of the house. So that means they're not on the water side of the house. They're out like in the shrub. And so I could be wrong, but I think they are toads.
You're right.
Okay. I think they are toads.
How do you determine the difference between a toad and a frog?
I think a frog lives in the water.
Okay, and a toad is a land
creature.
Well,
look it up. You've got all the internet there.
Brown or green?
Greenish.
But you got to see a gastro guy.
They're larger. They're large. They're definitely toads.
Okay.
They're definitely toads. I got them right here. They are not attractive.
Can you show me a picture of it, please?
Oh, you're not going to be able to see it from here.
All right, I'll put it up on
my computer. Mike, would you recognize their sound? Because you probably hear them at night, right?
I've got that. I actually recorded it.
Oh, you
did?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know where I put it. I've got it on a file here somewhere. I'm not sure where it is. Let me see. There it is. All right, I've got it right here. Hold on.
Toad venom toxins and dogs. It's on PetMD. Here we go. Big win.
No, that's not it.
No.
Hold on. Wait, where is it? I know I've got. Here it is.
Really?
No, that's not it.
That's it? No.
Hold on. Oh, this is it.
Good morning.
No, that can't be it. Because I think I actually have it, Mike. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Yeah, I think this might be what it is.
Everybody do the Michigan Rhyme. Everybody likes the Michigan Rhyme.
Is that it?
Every name and chain and root.
It's out in front doing it. Yeah, the toad had a tuxedo on. It was exciting.
Top hat, sure.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That's the first one you go to. If it's going to be only one, you've got to go to that one. You know? Stop. This is the way we'll do it the next time.
That's just plain silly.
So I'm out the other night. I just got done working the dogs. The sun has just gone down, and I start walking down my pathway, and to my left, I see this toad.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss, my wife.
And you don't, and whatever you do, Mike, for Christ's sake, don't lick him.
What does it say about these toads, Oscar? Is there any information?
So it says toad venom toxicity is relatively common in dogs. Being natural predators, it's common for dogs to catch toads in their mouth. So you don't have that problem because they're little guys that you have, right?
Well, they're also candy-ass dogs. My dogs. my beluga. This is the predator that beluga is, okay?
Yeah.
I'm feeding the little guy his mashed up fried egg this morning. And a little
chunk. You still do that?
Yeah, mash up his little fried egg,
sure.
And he's eating it, and we're happy that he's healthy and he's eating. And so a little piece of the egg falls off and falls on the floor, and I say to Frankie, come on over and get it. And Frankie comes over and goes, and it's gone. It's gone like that.
Done.
Then Frankie goes to another part of the house, and another little piece of egg falls out and falls on the floor, and Beluga's there. I call Beluga over. I said, Beluga, there it is. Beluga stands with the piece of egg between his front legs. Literally, you could put a string from the tip of his nose to 4 inches down to the floor underneath him, and that was where the egg is. And he's going like this. This is what he's doing. This is exactly what he's doing. I'll try to do my best impression of Beluga.
Okay.
He's going like this.
The great hunter.
He's so confused.
No, the great hunter. And it's the same reason why if there's someone in the house and somebody comes to the door, like, you know, a horrible criminal delivering a package, you know, they'll go, rah, 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 rah. But if you had like, some horrible serial killer that jimmied the door in the middle of the night, they'd look up and go, ooh.
Yeah, well, we don't want to hold in. We don't want to wake daddy.
They're nothing. They're nothing. They are useless. They don't do it. What they do is they bring their owners comfort, you know, like you'd get from a stuffed animal.
Yeah, and that last story obviously illustrates that.
Yeah, so
it brings you such great comfort.
You don't need to worry about beluga grabbing anything.
Yeah. The highly toxic defense chemical is most often absorbed through the oral cavity membrane, but it may also be entered through the eyes, causing vision problems. The effects are lethal if not treated immediately.
And you have to watch out, Mike. There is one strain of these animals that are really, really smart, and his name is Toad Moore.
Can you do me one favor, Oscar?
Yes.
Can you put in toad droppings?
Ooh, I never thought
because
about that.
Because Carla and I, outside the door, I am not kidding here, we have noticed there are droppings that appear almost, and I'm not exaggerating, Rob, they are almost Frankie size.
Jesus,
and
you're
right. And you,
what?
And you, am I right? Is that toad poo?
Toad poo.
First link on Google. Who's pooping on the patio? Yeah.
There you go, because they're on the patio. That's
sure.
where they poo.
They are
That's
human
what. If flies. You guys, tomorrow, and I'll bring it in on a stick or
no,
a piece
no,
of
no.
paper.
No, no, no. You know what would be great?
I will bring,
that's
I will
as
bring
big
the
as
toad
a quarter.
Poo.
Mike, a photograph would be fine.
Maybe a silver dollar. I'll give it to you. Gentlemen here in studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty big.
What almost they... Frankie size, right?
Yeah, yeah,
almost
exactly.
Frankie. We didn't know what it was.
What are they?
What
oh
kind
my
of creature?
God.
What if toads were going in your house and not the dogs?
That's right. What if the
no,
toad
the
pooped
toads
in your
do not
shower?
Get it. No, stop it. But I did take out of the garage a toad that unfortunately had lost his life.
This
who
is
knows?
An Maybe... ex-toad.
This is a deceased toad. This toad is no longer.
This toad was in the condition this toad was in would indicate that perhaps it had expired prior to our arrival in the state of Florida, but not so long ago as that it wasn't, you know, it had a nice little alien quality to it.
Question.
It,
and
was,
I've,
it was slightly desiccated.
I've dealt with past animals before. Did it involve scraping or were you able to just pick it up?
It was, well, I didn't pick it up. I sort of brushed it with a stick. I moved it with my death stick.
Was it your walking stick?
It was my walking,
were
my
you
cane.
Out, you were out, you put on your bow tie and your straw
yes.
hat, and you were all
That's
dandied
right.
up. You
yeah.
went out for a There's, walk.
That's when I wear that top hat and I walk around the neighbor. Howdy, Mrs. Johnson.
Hello,
people. I said there's trouble right here in Fort Myers. What?
People yes. get so into this toad situation, the scat identification.
Yeah.
That there's a video on YouTube that says toad pooping a giant turd, and it's got hundreds of thousands of hits.
Yeah. Are there videos of the toad
yes,
doing it?
It's horrible.
Can we put that up? I'd love to show that.
Now the toad. Do you think the toad eat mostly? Does it mostly eat
up?
Bugs? Do you think?
I don't know what
grass?
They eat. I would assume they're
insects.
That's what it is.
And small babies.
And the other thing we have down here, and there's not even a Geico headquarters down
God.
Here. We are absolute wall to wall geckos, wall to wall. Thick with those
fun
little
geckos.
Lizards.
What do you mean fun?
Well, the one on TV is so
no,
fun.
No, he's a dick.
Oh, I love him.
He's
no,
an
I
absolute
hate
dick.
He's
I hate
a
that
dick
gecko.
He's
that's
his
name,
got,
by the way.
We've got the real geckos, and they are down here. And the only thing they do that's a little creepy is, first of all, they're about 2 inches long.
Okay.
And they run all over the place. And then when they stop, they've got it. They're cute until they do this.
Yeah.
And what was funny is the girls and I were sitting down and watching one of them out back, and the little 2-inch gecko came running by. And incidentally, I think this is a pretty stellar Florida wildlife report.
It's a great report.
I think this is really one of the better ones yet. 2-inch gecko, and it stops and like, oh, look at that. Ew! And it has this little testicular sack that comes out of its throat.
Oh, and it inflates? This,
yeah, it inflates. It
oh,
inflates.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
and they go from like being
That's exactly what it is.
They go from being a very cute little animal to being something like you'd see in Jurassic Park. It's very scary.
Are they very? Are they approachable?
Yeah, you can pick them up, right?
No, they're off like
there
a
was
shot.
One. We went to a wildlife center where there was one that was very tame. Obviously, it might get fed by the park goers, but the ones around here, you know, they scatter. And when you walk out on a path, you'll always see them scatter. They run across the path, and they are thick down here. And the only thing that creeps me out is when they show that little, you know, velociraptor testo sack.
Well, they're probably trying
to
make themselves as big as possible to scare you away.
Or could it be a mating ritual? Or could they be reacting to the toad poop?
So they're either trying to scare Mike or seduce him?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Or they recognized you.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Any of them
as you
for
know
an
for...
autograph?
They're so pumped up. They're like, is that Mike O'Mara? Radio's Mike O'Mara?
Well, you've talked about poo and you've talked about seduction. I think somebody's read my manual.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
Jesus.
I just grossed myself out.
Ew.
Whatever your kink is, baby. Whatever your kink
Mike's
is.
Mike's category.
Yes, sir. Now, you know what I say when I tell them to go away? I say, now, scat.
No!
Yeah.
Jesus.
Scat. That goes very good. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show every Friday.
Hey, it's the Rob and Joe Show. We're like Simon and Garfunkel.
We're like Hall & Oates.
Tango and Cash.
We're like M&M.
Rizzoli and Isles.
We're like Ponch and John.
Cagney and Lacey.
Peas and carrots.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Turner and Hooch.
Well, who's Turner?
I'm not the dog. You're not Tom Hanks.
Rob and Joe Show, live on Monday nights and on robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Give us a listen.
Very easy to find the Rob and Joe Show on the brand new Mike O'Mara Show More Entertainment app out today for iPhone, so make sure you check that out. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Stamps.com. Summertime and the living is easy. Yes, summer is finally here, and you want as much free time as possible. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Don't let going to the post office cut into that time. Use Stamps.com instead. Everybody knows that going to the post office is a drag. Finding the time, finding parking, waiting in line, it's all extremely difficult. Boo! Stamps.com is the better way. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and your printer. Then all you have to do is hand it to your mailman. It's that easy. Postage on demand. The future is now. We use Stamps.com and we absolutely love it. It saves time, money, and our sanity. Act now for a free 30-day no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use our code TMOS. Stamps.com is a wonderful supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show. We want you to support them and make your life easier. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Remember, Stamps.com and TMOS, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
All right, you know, we've got terrible tornadoes out in the Nebraska region. Right. We have a potential exploding civil war in Iraq right now. Problems around the world. But I have the lead story of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent. Set our agenda, Mike.
Jail time for the situation.
What?
Oh no.
Mike,
yes,
Sorrentino?
Right. Yeah, all those abs.
It was Jim Tan Jail for the situation.
GTJ.
As he was arrested. He was arrested last night after a fight at his tanning salon. The former Jersey Shore star cast member, whose real name is Mike Sorrentino.
That's odd that he was arrested, Mike, because he's a good boy.
He's such a good boy. He started to a reality show with his tanning salon. This whole thing, by the way, before I share this information with you, the limited information I have on this arrest, I call scam.
Really?
I believe. Yes, I think he's trying to generate interest for his reality show. He was charged with simple assault after an afternoon confrontation at the... Guess what the name of his salon is?
Is it called Mensa? Mensa Salon?
No, it's the Boca Salon.
Of course.
How you doing? Why don't you go to Boca Salon?
Go down to Boca.
At the Middletown Township. He and his family own that and operate. He posted $500 bail and was released. Court date hasn't been scheduled. Officers went to the salon around 2 p.m. on a report of a fight in progress. The way I heard it from TMZ is it was one of his family members that he was fighting with, cousin or brother or something.
Was it Luigi?
Like that. It was Luigi Sorrentino. I'm so mad at you. You don't take care of the tanning bed. You don't wipe off any oil after the fat lady goes in there. Interesting timing with Sorrentino due to return to reality TV this summer in the TV Guide Network's The Sorrentinos.
You see, that's dumb. Ah. He really shouldn't do a reality show. You know what he should do? Is a situation comedy.
Hey, everybody, it's the Sorrentinos returning to that fabulous network the TV Guide Network.
That's a great one.
Oh.
How you doing? They run the guide up the top, run him on the bottom, huh?
Yeah.
How you doing? Okay.
Infotainment.
Man, you got a nice tan. That's a nice tan. No, that's not a nice tan. This is a nice tan. Yeah, well,
there you go. Hey, what do you think of that, huh? Yeah, forget you. Thank you.
Anyway, it's supposed to be, it's called the Sorrentinos. It will follow his family as they try to open their own tanning salon. What would cause more buzz than a nice fight in jail time
so
for
true.
The
yeah.
situation?
So
yeah,
true.
F them. Really.
Dummy.
I hate that. You may recall back in April when Glenn Campbell's Alzheimer's condition mm-hmm. progressed enough to the point where his, progressed, I should say, to the point that his wife, Kim, placed him into an assisted living facility mm-hmm. in Nashville. Well, Glenn's oldest daughter, Debbie, isn't pleased with the situation. Now, I'm not sure if this is the daughter that toured with him.
I think
it
is.
And really helped him on stage.
I
but if
think
it is,
it is.
Then she's got some credibility here. She lives in Arizona, but she's made several trips to Nashville to visit the facility and doesn't think he's getting the kind of care that he should. He doesn't like the she doesn't like the living quarters, which are just a small bedroom and a couch. She also doesn't feel like he's getting enough attention from her stepmom. So this is another one of these situations. Kim is Glenn's fourth wife. But they've been married for 31 years. So Debbie tells Country Weekly, quote, "I think my dad deserves better than this. I don't think he's getting the attention that he needs. If I felt his family in Nashville was spending hours with him and eating meals with him, it would be different. If I lived there, I would spend from the time he wakes in the morning until the evening with him. I want to take on that responsibility. I sent Kim an email several weeks ago saying I would like to take Dad home and take care of him. Unfortunately, if it's an Alzheimer's situation, and I know this kind of from my own personal stories in my family, you can't necessarily do that.
It progresses rapidly, and sometimes it's out of your hand. I'm just glad, Mike, you still subscribe to Country Weekly, so you can pass this story along to all of us.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great, great publication. I love the home decorating section. It's great. The three final games of the NBA Finals took the top three spots in the ratings. 18 million people saw the Spurs take out the Heat, 104-87. We didn't talk about that,
No.
Go Spurs. Meanwhile, the Game of Thrones fourth season finale pulled in 7.1 million viewers. Hillary Clinton's interview special, Hillary Clinton Public and Private, had 6.5 million. And the O.J. Simpson special, The People versus O.J., What the Jury Never Heard, had 6.3. It aired a night before the 20th anniversary of the murders. Here are the last week top 10. Game 5, we'll start at the 10th. NCI, Night Shift, The Game of Thrones, 60 Minutes, NCIS, Big Bang Theory, America's Got Talent, Game 3, Game 4, and Game 5 of the NBA.
Boy, TV is great, isn't it, Mike?
I saw a quick story yesterday, and they mentioned the overall audience that watched that O.J. chase. Give me a number. You just mentioned the millions of people
that watched.
Oh,
you mean 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years
ago. The one that watched the White Bronco.
Oh, wow. When it happened?
Yes.
I'm going to say 10 million.
I would say higher.
Well, give me a number.
I'd say 60 million.
89 million people.
Oh my God. Well, that's we changed the culture.
Yeah.
Made stars of people.
89 million people.
Yeah. Created a network, right?
Wow.
Court TV, wasn't that didn't that put them on the map?
And it gave us the Dancing Itos.
The Dancing Itos. Yes, you always remember that. You
because that's one
have.
Of the great reasons
because your
to
brain
hate
is filled with Gouda cheese.
You hate
that's why you that's you mentioned that every because that's what meant something. The Dancing Itos.
It meant, no,
that's
what
all.
It means to me, Mike. It
did you laugh
me.
Every time you saw the Dancing
no,
Itos?
No, I got pissed off at the Dancing Itos because that's Jay Leno. I say, what the hell are we doing? The country is decaying at the very root of it because we have Asian men dancing on television.
Amen. With toddlers, you mostly worry about them falling down or swallowing stuff. I can relate to that.
Sure.
Not burning your house to the ground, but on Saturday morning, a woman in Louisville, Kentucky was trying to put out a small fire, and the closest water was in her dog's bowl. So she grabbed that and threw it on the fire, which was a good idea, she thought. She didn't know that her three-year-old daughter was the last one to fill the bowl, and instead of water, she grabbed a nearby gas can and filled it with gasoline.
Mm. Wow, there's a lot of problems at play in this household.
Multifold, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are multifold.
When the woman threw it on the fire, there was a raging inferno that spread to her neighbor's house. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Now, some people online seem to think this mom is making the whole thing up. I agree. Thank you. And covering for arson or something sinister like that.
Hi-oh!
Apparently, apparently, the police are looking into it. Or if she's telling the truth, she obviously shouldn't have had a can of gas just sitting around with a toddler in the house.
And you know,
multifold problems.
What
with
about
this story.
The fact that there's gas in the dog bowl? There's
you
a
sounded
dog
like
here.
Barney Fife. What you about? Sounded like Barney Fife
well,
right there.
I'm very upset, Andy. Boo. Why is there gas in the dog bowl? Boo.
Well, from idiots or liars to good guys, yeah. Brian Collins spent 10 years in jail for drugs, but he got out 5 years ago, turned his life around, and he works as a mechanic now. On Friday morning, Bryant was driving down a highway near Athens, Georgia, when he spotted something moving on the side of the road, which 99 times out of 100 is going to be an animal, but sure. This time it wasn't. It was a 15-month-old baby that was about to crawl across the road.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Luckily, Bryant spotted her in time, slammed on his brakes, and saved her. It turns out her parents weren't paying attention, and she crawled away from their house, which was almost a quarter mile away.
Wow, oh, fast baby. God.
After police showed up, so did the 37-year-old father, Timothy Pickens, who tried to grab her and ended up shoving one of the cops. There you go, father of the year.
Yeah.
He was arrested for cruelty to children, reckless conduct, and obstructing an officer. Meanwhile, Bryant stuck around for 2 hours to stay with her because they say the mother also might be facing charges here. Yesterday, right here in Naples, Florida, a 2-year-old toddler out wandering around the neighborhood. They just found this kid. The mother left the toddler with the 11-year-old. The 11-year-old fell asleep, and the toddler wandered away. And no charges filed wow. against the mother.
Wow. There I would go. Be willing to bet $5 that in that house, Mike, in the kitchen, there's a can of gasoline.
Yeah, absolutely.
A quick sidebar. With the toddler on the side of the road, the gentleman that found her, they had him on the nightly news, and he said, look, I changed my life about 5 years ago. I spent 5 years in a federal penitentiary for on cocaine charges, and I decided then that I'm going to change my life. And a guy that has been rehabilitated by the system was just doing his job.
That's great.
Yep. And went out of his way to help this young lady. Mm.
And as far as having one this age, it's truly astonishing. You know this, Rob, how much can happen. And I don't blame parents all the time here
right.
because it is an instant, a fraction yep. of yep. a second that something can go terribly
well,
wrong.
The mom said that she had left the toddler with her boys and the boys left the door open and the baby got out.
Yeah.
And moms, you don't leave an infant or a toddler with someone that's a child themselves. It can't be done.
Yeah, but Mike, those bingo cards aren't going to play themselves.
Exactly. Yes, sirree. Charlestown. Anyway, most guys think they can throw a football further than they actually can. This is a little something-something okay. for you here. We all spend a lot of time watching football and zero time actually playing it. That delusion got this guy arrested. 22-year-old Kristen Moore of Detroit went to a state prison in Jackson, Michigan on Sunday to smuggle drugs and cell phones to his buddies inside.
Well, that's what you do.
He stuffed marijuana, heroin, tobacco, 3 cell phones, and 3 chargers into a football.
Oh,
and his plan was to chuck it over the tall prison fences
yeah.
onto the exercise yard. Unfortunately for him, he just didn't have the arm to pull it off. What a dope. His throw had to clear 2 fences and only cleared the first one. The guards grabbed the football, popped out all the drugs, and had an officer arrest Kristen. He's facing 3 felony counts of furnishing contraband to the inmates and 2 contract offers from the Washington Redskins.
This is our year. Super Bowl, Mike.
Super Bowl. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's bring in Sergeant Joe Friday, okay?
Oh.
Here he is. All right. Joe, take it away. Thank you, Mike. America was built by innovators and dreamers. People like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford laid the foundation for our country. These days, it's the innovators and entrepreneurs all around us, just like you, that keep our country running by fueling the job market and the economy. This month, LegalZoom celebrates innovation by helping you launch your dream. Apply for a patent to secure your invention, register your trademark to protect your products and services, incorporate or form an LLC, and launch your business. Visit LegalZoom.com and use discount code TMOS. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. They've helped over 1 million businesses get started right, and they received an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. That ain't chump change, pal.
Pal.
Celebrate innovation with LegalZoom today and get a special price on trademark, copyright, or provisional patent applications by using the discount code TMOS at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Discount code TMOS. That's it, boys. The commercial is over.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just the facts.
LegalZoom.com.
Didn't think he'd be by today.
Just the facts.
Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to do that stare. Oh, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, June 18th.
You meant to do that stare. You stopped and looked at me. It was nice.
I know. Sorry about that.
All right, Mike. Give me a G. Give me an O. Give me an A. Give me a T. We're talking goats. You love goats in the audio vault.
This morning, during the show prep, I was sitting there laughing and brought my kids over to see baby goats, another video of goats. I don't get tired of it.
Here is a man arguing in a foreign language with a goat that spits at him. You chose your lead story, Mike. This is mine, okay?
Very good. Yeah, that kind of day, isn't it?
See if this is a language you understand.
Please.
It ain't one of mine, all right? Man argues with spitting goat and go.
Vamos a ver. ¿Qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que... Sí, ¿qué está pasando con los alcaldes? ¿Qué está pasando con el... ¿Qué pasa con el presidente del gobierno? ¿Qué pasa con los presidentes? ¿Y qué es lo que pasa?
Do you have a translation?
The first two were, what's going on with the mayor? So,
oh, so he's actually asking questions.
Yes. And the second is, what's going on with the president?
Vamos a ver, ¿qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que... Sí, ¿qué está pasando con los alcaldes? ¿Qué está pasando con el... ¿Qué pasa con el presidente del gobierno? ¿Qué pasa con los presidentes? ¿Y qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes de la isla?
Spit at him.
¿Qué es lo que está pasando con los concejales? ¿Qué pasa con los concejales?
So there you go. That's your goat of the
goat
day.
That is pissed.
He is pissed.
He does not like the political climate of that island.
Now, Mike, this is going all over Facebook. It was on YouTube as well. And they're saying this is a Grey Poupon commercial that was banned. There is no way this was ever considered to be a real commercial. And in my opinion, Grey Poupon has nothing to do with it. It's just people doing something that we've all probably been joking about since we first heard the words Grey Poupon 1,000 years ago. So this is, I call, the fake banned commercial.
I'm a bit of a classic. I poop on my burger.
I poop on my potato salad.
I poop on my kids' lunches.
Jesus. I poop on my fingers.
Grandma.
I guess I poop on my husband's chest.
Gray Poupon. Poupon everything.
That's right, Mike. Poupon everything.
You know, if they did it, if they were having trouble, they would sell more mustard.
There. It's a great mustard, isn't it?
Exactly.
And, wonderful.
Toads love it.
Yeah, but you know what? If you put mustard on the toad, don't lick the toad.
No, don't poop on the toad.
No, please don't. Now, you had mentioned to us before the show you had some thoughts on Dr. Oz.
And yeah, I want to talk about it tomorrow. He went before Congress yesterday, right?
He's probably, of all the doctors named Mehmet, he's one of my favorites, of the TV doctors. Here he is. He's sort of defending himself in Congress. But what he says here, while he seems to be defending himself, says that what he's telling the people on television is not based in science. So he's like defending himself with something that's not a defense.
Also, it's important to note that he was there in front of Congress to talk about kind of trademark issues where people were using his image in order to sell products that he hasn't been licensed with.
And they dive-bombed.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. My opinion is he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. You can't have it both ways. You're either a hack shill on TV or you're not. Yep. And he's trying to... He's trying to really inherently defend something that he, as nice a guy as he might be, as honorable as he might be, I'm not sure whether he can defend it.
Well, here he is saying that what he does is based on what he thinks, not science.
If I can just get across the big message that I actually do personally believe in the items that I talk about in the show, I passionately study them. I recognize that oftentimes they don't have the scientific muster to present as fact, but nevertheless, I would give my audience the advice I give my family all the time.
You stop it right there, Rob, just for a second.
Yeah.
If I go into a doctor's office and the doctor tells me, I passionately studied this. That I'm walking out. Yeah, I'm not getting treated on that. Right. I'm really happy you were passionate about it.
Did he have his shorts around his ankles while he was
sleeping? Yeah, that doesn't sound like doctor speak to me.
No. He's a shill. I've never trusted him. I never have. Mm-hmm. Also, Hillary Clinton on television last night. Do you think she has a message she's trying to drive home? I can't tell. Here is a brief montage from last night's interview.
Hard choice. Hard choices. Hard choices. Difficult. Hard choices. Hard choices. Hard choices. Hard choices, hard choices.
Hard choice.
And it's worthy of note that not any of those times was she mentioning the name of her book, Hard Choices. She's just using it in context. So I don't know what the takeaway is from that.
Well, I think she's trying to sell books, and I would protest that by buying open mic, from corporate radio to new media.
It's like if you went in front of the FCC and were like, look, let me talk about open mics, you know?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you notice that on the Amazon list, we went up yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, good job,
again, we are not. I thought it was a steady, steamrolling trip.
Star reviews. If
Oscar, listen to this man. Please. Listen to this man. We went into the 4.5-star range yesterday.
Please.
Thanks to those 5-star reviews. Thank you for doing
And I tell you this, Mike, whether or not you like Hillary, it's not a hard choice to buy open mic. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, tomorrow is our mailbag segment. Pony and Rob put that together every week. Make their life easier. I don't want just happy, happy, joy, joy.
Send us something.
Send us some funny emails. That's what we want, people. All correspondence that you'd like to send to the show can go to ponyboy@michaelmaraschow.com. And remember, if you send it, we might read it. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, our address is TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Tomorrow, the big mailbag segment and lots more fun and more thrills. We'll talk about Hillary and we'll talk about Dr. Oz. All that coming up on tomorrow's show. We'll see you next time. For Oscar and Rob, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.